freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're inside hour number three of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, as we are Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have a Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and that's live as well. None of the best ofs for this show. Not to say we don't have, you know, some really great hours that we would like to play, but we'd rather be on live six nights a week. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We've got thousands of posts there, hundreds of people participating. We've also got the archives, last 6 days worth of the show there for you, downloadable at your convenience, the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and much, much more. Manwich, who's the show brought to you by?
Preston's show is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's the only opportunity you're going to have liberty in your lifetime. If you want to find out more about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org or call
1-888-532-4604. That's for the Free State Project, 1-888-532-4604. Again, the website is freestateproject.org. Seriously, if you are concerned with the direction this country is going and you're willing to do something penultimate to pick yourself up, your family, your friends, move to for more freedom. Do basically what our founding fathers did, move for freedom. This is the answer, the Free State Project. I mean, we were talking last hour about violent armed revolution if the draft comes back, and there are people all over the internet who are talking about this. A quick web search reveals that people would be willing to stand up and fight if it came to that. I'd rather not have to fight. I mean, if it comes to it, that's what we'll have to do to preserve our freedoms, because we're losing them at a record clip. But the Free State Project is the nonviolent option and certainly the first choice, I think, for most sensible people. Let's all move to New Hampshire together and make a difference and really be active and have a chance, a real honest shot at liberty. Because right now, man, we're all spread too thin. And we are drowning in the statists out there and the ignorant masses who just go ahead and vote for a Republican or vote for a Democrat.
Big government Democrats, right. Big government Republicans.
We get more of the same every 4 years in this country. It doesn't matter who's in charge. So the Free State Project, you want to check them out. Again, freestateproject.org. This show is about you and your calls, and we're going to go right to them here. David in California, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, David?
Yeah, honey, were you able to catch the Gonzalez business today?
You know, I'll tell you what, on this show, we rarely talk about the issues that the other talk shows are talking about. Honestly, I don't know anything about it. Can you brief me, David?
Well, yeah, I'll go through what I saw of it. I'll tell you, it was pretty amazing.
First of all, who is this guy?
Well, Gonzalez is Bush's had a friend who was his attorney, his personal attorney, while he was governor in Texas.
Okay.
And his name's Alberto Gonzalez.
Got it.
So Gonzalez, for the last X amount of years, has been the personal attorney for Bush, but at the same time he does duty as in other role. So
okay.
he's pretending to be, well, that said, they're trying to run him for attorney general
AG,
right now.
Right, because John Ashcroft has resigned.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they're fast-tracking it. And now, the big headlines part of it is that Gonzalez signed some memos saying that it was okay to torture.
Uh-oh. More or less. I mean, it's not, it doesn't say,
well,
you know,
cigarettes in your ear. You know, anything close to death is not torture until you get close to death, and then,
wow.
Yeah, this is what the memo said.
It basically said to do whatever it takes.
Cigarettes in the ear, yeah, stuff like this.
I don't think it said cigarettes in the ear.
So as long as you don't end up with a dead body, it's not torture?
Basically, yeah. And you look up the memo, it does say cigarettes in the ear.
Okay.
In fact, you've got an email I could send you.
Yeah, email it to
that
us.
That is amazing.
FTL at freetalklive.com.
FTL?
FTL.
Okay. Remind me later, because I see my pen is dying here.
Well, you can just log on at freetalklive.com. I mean, there's all kinds of links that you know, anything you would need there. And actually, you can post your stuff on our bulletin board system as well,
okay,
where everyone can
That would be better.
Yeah.
You said FTL at Air America?
No, we are not Air America.
Oh, okay. Which
we
one?
Are pro-freedom, sir.
Oh, pro-freedom. Okay.
Yeah.
.com?
The website is freetalklive.com. You're listening to Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to get this email right. We'll get that at the end of the...
Yeah, don't worry about it, David. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email addresses. You'll find the bulletin board system and much, much more all there, okay?
Okay, so essentially, back to Gonzalez. So essentially, you know, they were going to ask him a bunch... If you looked at all the major newspapers today, they were all hepped up on this torture stuff.
Well, at least they're talking about it.
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely, considering that they're talking about permanent imprisonment,
yep,
without trials, without nothing.
We reported on that earlier this week on this show.
Sure, yeah, and so this is the guy that put together these memos, he's trying to play that he's the private attorney, and so he doesn't have to disclose these memos, so the Senate Judiciary Committee is only relying on copies of these memos that were sneaked out to the press.
So there may be other memos, then, that we don't know about.
Yeah, well, there's a second one, too. But I'll tell you, you know, as much as this torture thing is the hot button of the day, there's actually two of them that came up during this. And one is a guy, apparently there's a guy named Manny Miranda, who somehow or another, there's a Senate, when someone puts up the name of a judge to elevate him to the Supreme Court or the District Court or whatever, they have this scrutiny kind of organization within the court system, and they look at these judges and they try to determine, you know, if they've had any corruption, if there's any way that they're going to waste the time of the committee.
Okay,
so somebody stole that computer, and they stole a lot of data on all of the court. I shouldn't say all of the judges in America, but they could blackmail a bunch of judges in America.
Okay.
So this guy Gonzalez, apparently he's been, there was, for some reason, he's not disclosing what he knows.
Mm.
And that,
well, hey, what's the shock here? He's a friend of George W. Bush. He's a friend of a big government politician. There's no doubt that he's a scumbag.
Well, then the third one, and this is, you remember Carrick? The guy, he's the police commissioner up in New York City, and they were going to put him up for Homeland Security.
Got it.
But he didn't pay his nanny.
Well, that's what he said.
Didn't pay taxes on his nanny.
Turns out he's got these big organized crime ties. That's why Giuliani's career is said to be dead, because this organized crime ties. Gonzalez, this guy that they're putting up for attorney general, was the guy who interviewed Carrick, and whoops, he didn't get all of this.
Oh,
and
what a shock!
Yeah, so they ran him through the preliminaries.
I think I know what the interview was like. I'm going to use remote viewing to view the interview, and I can see Gonzalez sitting there. They've got a box of donuts, and he says, "So, what do you think of that jelly-filled donut?
Yeah.
I think it's good." And that's the end of the interview. I mean, it couldn't have been 20 questions.
Yeah, exactly. So, that said, Carrick ended up getting busted. Now he's in big trouble in New York. They're really starting to look at him.
Hmm.
And so,
are you telling me that our government agents have mobster ties?
Apparently.
What a shock. Wait a minute. I think the government is the mob. They're the legal mafia.
Well, basically, I don't know if you ever, there's a pretty interesting book I saw a few years ago. It came out. It's called
20 Seconds, Sir.
The Beast Reawakens. It's about organized crime, or excuse me, the Nazis making their way into the U.S. government, the CIA and the KGB.
I think there's no doubt that they are definitely there. David, final words, real quick.
Yeah, anyway, big interesting day, and check it out. I recommend you see what's going on with this.
Thanks, David. My final question for you is, do you think the guy is worse than Ashcroft?
Well, there are different types of worse.
True. There's only one way to find out for sure. David, thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Anybody that George Bush puts in there is going to just be another trash scumbag. And he's going to lead this country down the road to tyranny. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming back with your calls. Make them. 800-259-9231.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And literally anything goes. Again, 800-259-9231. The email address is FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. And don't forget about the website.
freetalklive.com. You can go on there. You can download the last 6 days' worth of archives. They're yours for whatever you want to do. They're an MP3 format. We don't charge you for them. You can burn them on the CDs, take them with you.
Give them to your friends.
Give them to your friends. Put them on your iPod.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
And there's the live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, all of it there, free at freetalklive.com. So, the 10-year-old girl, Manwich, let's talk about it.
Let's do that.
Because this seems to happen more and more these days. I swear, in the year 2004, we had at least two of these stories that we became aware of, and now there's another incident.
Miami Beach, Florida.
Miami Beach city officials reportedly told a 10-year-old girl who wanted to sell cookies and drinks from her front yard to raise money for tsunami victims that she could not hold a fundraiser because they could not grant her an occupational license. I feel bad for them, said Carolyn Lipsick, 10, of the people affected by December's devastating tsunami. Some children have no clothes, no food, no water, and no shoes, and most important, that I want to help them so that they can find their parents.
What a wonderful little girl.
What a nice little girl. She's going to have a bake sale. She's going to sell some lemonade with her cookies. And the disgusting bureaucrats at Miami Beach wouldn't give her an occupational license.
Wait a minute. Wait. Did she apply for an occupational license?
Absolutely did. You check this article out. It shows, they did everything it took. When Lipsick's fourth-grade teacher at Lehman Community Day School told the students to think of an act of kindness for the victims, Lipsick went to her computer, did some research, and it's amazing what kids can do, decided she could help by selling her mother's cookies, muffins, and drinks in her front yard. I could raise money and help the children, and eventually it would be really good, said Lipsick. But Lipsick's mother, Desiree Lipsick, said the city of Miami Beach told her an occupational licenses could not be granted for such yard sales. I called the city of Miami Beach and they said, absolutely not. We cannot issue you a license to have a lemonade stand, a coffee stand, a fruit stand, or any kind of stand. That's what Desiree said.
Welcome to the free America.
Little Carolyn was disappointed by the news. Check this out. I felt like I was going to get all mad and steamy because sometimes that happens to me.
You should.
That poor little girl, she was about ready to cry because these disgusting bureaucrats at Miami Beach wouldn't give her an occupational license.
But she didn't?
Well, she probably cried a little.
Yeah.
Lipsick didn't know that they would have to be able to sell food. Let's see. Lipsick didn't know that they would have been able to sell food if they got a permit for a garage sale. But apparently no one informed them of that possibility.
Wait, you need a damn permit for a garage sale in
Miami Beach? I bet you do. Instead, the mother and daughter contracted the local 10 problem solvers. I guess that's a television station,
right
down there. Within hours, the problem solvers learned that the Miami Beach Jewish Community Center offered help by allowing a fundraiser on its Pine Tree Drive parking lot. So she finally did get to do a little bit of what she wanted to do, but not exactly what she wanted to do.
It wasn't where she wanted to do it. It wasn't exactly how she wanted to do it. You know, it's the sad part of the story is they asked for permission. That's how docile that we've become in this country. Now, I thought it was going to be a story like we reported on a couple times in the past year where it didn't have anything to do with tsunami victims. It was just a couple kids that wanted to have a lemonade stand.
Right.
So a little girl in Naples, I think it was Naples, Florida, actually. Bizarre how all of these tend to happen in Florida. But
the craziest state in the union, I swear.
Maybe. But nonetheless, a little girl in Naples wanted to set up a lemonade stand like throngs of children must want during their childhood. I think I probably set one up at some point when I was a kid. So, the little girl wanted to do the American dream for kids and set up her own lemonade stand. So she did. She just went right ahead and did it. Now, at some point, some bureaucrats, some worthless, scum-sucking bureaucrats decided to come by and they told the little girl to shut down her stand because she didn't have, as you put it, an occupational license. She hadn't asked permission to run her lemonade stand from the government. Of course, once the word got out, the mayor of the town, or the mayor of the city, got all huffing and puffing. Oh, I can't believe that my employees have done something like this. We'll let her run her lemonade stand. We're so sorry. Once the publicity came out
sure.
about it.
But the opportunity looked like a hero.
The bureaucrats thought nothing of that when they were telling this little girl, you need to pack it up, little girl, and go home, because otherwise we're going to tear down your lemonade stand.
Yeah.
And it happened with, like, another kid selling pizza or cookies or something like that in the last year. And it is amazing. So I figured that this was going to be the same situation where they went ahead and started doing it and then were shut down by the state. In this case, it's even sadder because it shows that she came to Mom with the idea. She said, Mom, can I please sell some cookies so we can give money to tsunami victims? And what's the first thing her mom thought to do? Well, honey, we really should call the city first and make sure that's okay.
Well, that's the kind of person that would live on Miami Beach, just to make it clear.
Okay, fine. But I'm making it clear that this is the kind of person that America is becoming. I don't know if we can do that. We should ask permission first. You know, the old axiom is it's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission. I wish we could teach all of America that. Go out and open your damn lemonade stand and wait until the bureaucrats find out about you, and then you can say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize there are any laws about this. How am I supposed to know about that? Of course, they'll claim that ignorance of the law is no excuse, and then maybe you can ask them to page through the tomes of regulations that each city or county has, sitting down at the local law office or the local office for the county. Can you imagine trying to go in and read about all the housing regulations, for instance, that you might have to know about before you make an improvement upon your home? Do you really have to go to the bureaucrats and ask them for permission to do everything? What kind of a society do you want this to be? We're just this docile America. We won't do anything without permission. That's the saddest part of the story. Not just the fact that they wanted to stop a little girl from running a frigging lemonade stand in her front yard, but the fact that mom thought to ask permission first. That's the saddest part.
Fallen in line. Docile as Hindu cows.
That's exactly what it is. We're just little sheep, and we're not free anymore. And this is a perfect example of it. In fact, they even after the pressure came down, it was the Jewish Community Center that stepped up and said, well, we've got a permit already. You can use our parking lot. In these other cases, the bureaucrats backed down, and they said, oh, okay, we'll make an exception for you. But in this case, they wouldn't even make an exception for the little girl. She had to go somewhere else.
Sad.
Maybe.
I can't imagine why Channel 10 didn't go down there and put their little butts on camera and say, what are you doing? Look, here's little Carolyn Lipsick. Why don't you tell her no to her face?
Maybe they didn't do it because they might risk some sort of penalty by the local government. That's another problem that I found, that not only are the people docile, but the people who should be standing up for freedom are also docile. They've been beaten down so many times by the system. I had a friend who got searched by the cops with the dogs. They had the dogs come out, search his car. They scratched his paint job, tore up his carpet on the inside. Police tore the carpet up. They damaged his vehicle. He took photographic evidence, took it down to the police department. They wouldn't even talk to him. He took it around to, or one of the lieutenants said he'd investigate the situation. The local lawyers in town, nobody would touch it. Nobody wants to mess with the cops. In this case, maybe the TV station didn't want to mess with the county government because they might bring about some retribution on themselves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. This is no longer a free nation, but you're free to call our show, 800-259-9231.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Aviator Amelia Earhart, astronaut Sally Ride, and shuttle commander Eileen Collins are women who made transportation history in the air. When I come back, I'll tell you about their grounded sisters. This is Bobby Lykus with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Girl power is nothing new. Women have been making car history since the turn of the century. The first public chauffeuse, or woman driver, was Miss Daisy Post, a member of the Vanderbilt family. The holder of driver's license 322 was 13-year-old Jeanette Lindstrom, who claimed she'd already been driving 2 years. And move over, Thelma and Louise. Mrs. Alice Ramsey and three women friends blazed the cross-country trail in 1909, declaring their biggest problem was not having enough luggage room. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We've been so busy with phone calls, I've actually checked the email box since the beginning of the show. But I will check it eventually, and we'll probably, maybe, read your emails on the air.
Whatever we feel like.
That's right. That's, again, ftl@freetalklive.com. Was sent something...
You know, you sort of... The folks are sort of at our mercy when it comes to emails. We get to read which ones we feel like and which ones we don't. We take all the calls.
We'll take any call about absolutely anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. Shrine of Female Listeners.
Live streaming.
That's
archives.
Right.
BBS board.
Much, much more. All on the house. All there for you at freetalklive.com. I stumbled across something here thanks to Johnson, our Monday night co-host. By the way, we have a little system going now, and a poll, actually. And that's another thing that we do on our website. We have the Free Talk Live poll. Now, you can post your own polls, actually, on our bulletin board system, but we have, like, the official Free Talk Live sanctioned poll. And right now, the poll question is, how many hosts should Free Talk Live have?
Now, we've always had three hosts, more or less.
For the last 2 years, the show's been around. It's been a three-person show.
And then we sort of were experimenting with two hosts because we thought maybe three hosts would be difficult for people to get on a national level. You know, we had a local show for a couple of years, and things were fine with three people.
Sure.
But we decided to go with two. And then, you know, we decided, well, let's try three people every other night. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we'll alternate the host, the third-person host. For Monday, it's Johnson.
Johnson Mondays.
Wednesday, it's Jason.
Jason Wednesdays.
And Friday, it's Scott.
Scott Fridays.
Now, I am really looking forward to Scott tomorrow because
he's a funny man.
So funny.
He's a funny fat man.
Yes, he is. Big, funny fat man.
Yes.
Fat man.
So he'll be with us. And the question on the site is, well, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the two-person show like we have on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays? Do you prefer the three-person show? Or do you like the alternating? Do you like it when we're 50-50, when Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, it's three-person, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays, it's two-person?
So if everybody
right now,
wants
what's winning?
If everybody wants... Who's winning?
Yeah.
It's the 50-50 is currently winning.
Like what
where we do it half two people, and then half... it's 60% to 30%, I believe.
Wow. Cool.
66% to 33%.
There you go.
There's 9 votes total. So your vote really counts.
Yeah, your vote definitely counts.
So get in there, vote for two people, and keep Manwich's air career alive.
Vote for whatever you
see. He's trying to fire me, everybody. He's trying to fire me.
800-259-9231. So Doug Johnson, our Monday night host, dug this one up. We were talking about the draft last hour, and I was kind of recapping the different things that I had seen, the evidence, if you will, that I know of that makes me think the draft is coming back. And I recapped the Selective Service running national radio spots, encouraging kids to register, bringing back the draft boards, and a few other things. And I actually stumbled across an internet list, which is pretty comprehensive and pretty detailed, and I just wanted to get through a couple of these here. Last year, President Bush, more evidence of the draft. Last year, President Bush directed the Selective Service to prepare for a draft and report to Congress next March.
Huh. That's soon.
That means that the system, dormant for decades, could be ready for activation by June 15th, 2005. This is outlined
this year.
That's correct. This is outlined in the Selective Service System Annual Performance Plan fiscal year 2004. The plan, available at sss.gov, projects ensuring, quote, a mobilization infrastructure of 56 state headquarters, 442 area offices, and 1,980 local boards. And those are the boards that they wanted to refill, to reactivate, if you will, recently, are operational within 75 days of an authorized return to conscription. The Selective Service is discussing a possible targeted draft of people skillful with computers and with languages, similar to another plan requiring registration of healthcare professionals between the ages. This is another one I forgot that I had actually heard of, where they were literally talking about forcing healthcare providers, professionals, to register for a special services draft.
Ooh.
Registering healthcare professionals between the ages of 20 through 44... according to the Register, which is a publication of the Selective Service System. Again, Selective Service System, the SSS, aptly named enough, has been active. They never have stopped. Ever since they stopped the draft, the Selective Service has continued to register 17-year-olds for the draft, continued to threaten them with monetary fines and jail time if they didn't sign up. And what's the point of all that if they weren't ever planning on bringing this back? Should a draft take effect, education deferments would disappear. College students could only postpone induction until the end of their current semester, or if they're seniors, until the end of the academic year, according to the Selective Service website. Now, I didn't know that. I thought that they were planning on making changes like that. I did not realize that those changes had been made.
Now everybody goes to college.
You will be shocked at what you read if you really dig into that Selective Service website. The real details behind how the draft works, if you want to read about that, it is scary.
What can you do? Get married?
You can't do anything.
Nothing. You're going to get conscripted whether you like it or not.
Or if you're lucky enough to get conscientious objector status, then you're going to be forced
Everybody run out and become a Mennonite.
You're going to be forced into slavery here in the States.
Amish people, let's drive carts.
That doesn't mean that you get out of it. You just have to be a slave here. You just don't get shot at. You're still a slave, though. The No Child Left Behind Act, which was much talked about in the past couple of years of 2002, requires high schools to report names and addresses of every 18-year-old male to the Selective Service. What are you pointing at?
I was trying to get you to give me that envelope. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So now high schools are required to report names, as though they didn't already get the list from somewhere, because they sure as hell got my name somehow back in the day, but now it's a requirement. Well, why all the planning? The president clearly intends to expand his campaigns abroad. Quote, America is pursuing a forward strategy of freedom in the greater Middle East, Bush announced in January.
Doesn't that sound like a bunch of political doublespeak? America's obtaining a forward attitude of freedom.
There is nothing free about what we've done in Iraq. There's no modicum of freedom that those people have obtained. Also, in April of last year, he proclaimed, quote, freedom is the Almighty's gift to every man and woman in this world. Does that mean that he's equating himself to the Almighty since he's giving the gift of freedom to Iraq in his mind? Is he saying that he's God? Or an arm of God, if you will? Is that the suggestion?
Stretch, but go ahead.
And, he certainly has said plenty of times that he wants to bring freedom to the rest of the world, that he wants to bring freedom to Iraq, and if it's Almighty...
Well, if he wants to bring freedom to America, he better not bring back the draft.
And as the greatest power on the face of the earth, we have an obligation to help the spread of freedom.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. We have the obligation to defend ourselves.
We are imbued with certain inalienable rights, among those rights being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It has nothing to do with George Bush's greater plan for the world.
More ominously, The Nation magazine reports administration advisors are, quote, pressing ahead to advance their regional strategy, one that calls for regime change in Iran, we've heard the news rumbling about that one, then Syria and Saudi Arabia. Their goal, according to the magazine, jumpstart a revolution and ultimately U.S. confrontation with Iran. Before the war, former Army Chief of Staff General Eric Shinsky warned Congress that several hundred thousand troops would be needed for years to occupy and stabilize Iraq. Now, says Senator Joseph Biden, quote, commanders that I've talked to say we don't have enough forces there. They're constantly calling for new troops. Constantly. And the numbers are just not there. We reported a couple weeks ago that the recruiting figures for the National Guard and the regular army are hovering at around 43% to 50%, respectively.
Mm.
The suckers aren't signing up anymore.
Sign up for the Air Force. Safer.
Yeah. So, according to this article, expect a draft in the summer of 2005. We shall see, and I hope we're wrong. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
Natural Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show that you can literally take control of and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget about the website.
FreeTalkLive.com. You can go on. We have live streaming, and it's better than any live streaming that you can get us on the internet.
That's true. We have something like 8 different streams for you to choose from. So for some reason, our stream at FreeTalkLive.com goes down. There are alternates. But most of our radio stations have individual streams. Our network has 4 different streams that we're on, something like that. But ours is the absolute highest quality.
Yes. Yeah. They're little rinky-dinky ones compared to FreeTalkLive.com. You could also go on and, if you didn't hear the live stream, you can go on and download the archives. We've got 6 days on there in one-hour packets that are conveniently labeled for you. You can also go on and talk on the BBS.
That's right.
There's thousands of posts on there for you to read, hundreds of posters to converse with. They talk about, I don't know, anything from politics to flame wars.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The flame war is heating up right now. So log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive. So call us, 800-259-9231. That's the number one way for you to get in touch with this show. Sure, you can send us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com, but we may or may not read them on the air, and sometimes the reason is because we just don't have time for it because of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get something on, if you've got a pet issue, if you've got something that's always been on your mind, something you've always wanted to hear discussed on the radio, but none of those other talk shows will talk about it because you know they screen out all kinds of topics. Their show hosts on these other shows are so weak They're so pathetic that they can't deal with certain issues. You can't bring up all kinds of different issues because they have no response to them.
Imagine how Sean
beliefs.
Hannity would look if he had to sit on there and talk to us about America's growing imperialism in the world. What are we supposed to do with these guys in Guantanamo, Sean? He'd look like such a jackass.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't talk to us about that.
No, all they can do, all these other shows can do, and I heard a little bit of talk radio today, and it reminds me of why I do this show, because everybody just plays clips of bureaucrats giving speeches, and then they analyze. Oh, here's what so-and-so said today, and play back clip number 12, Johnny. And then you listen to some clip of some boring bastard talking for 2 minutes, and then the host interrupts it and says, blah, blah, blah.
Well, let me interpret these lies for you.
Right.
Let me tell you how these lies help you.
It's just the most droll, boring crap, and of course everybody is copying everybody else. Now, I got to admit, I've got influences, and if you want to read what they are, I admit my influences on this show. They're there at freetalklive.com. I'm proud to admit my influences.
Who do we like?
We like our competitor, Phil Hendry. We like Lionel.
I like Lionel.
Yeah. Harry Brown, of course, one of our favorite people. He follows us on Saturday nights.
The man's a legend.
Absolutely.
And yeah, he was the 1996 and 2000 presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party.
He was.
He's really articulate on his show. He explains the issues in detail. You can't walk away from listening to Harry Brown's show without understanding what he's saying.
Not only that, I link to my inspirations there. Dan and Scott, an old internet radio show, kind of the inspiration to go on the internet because there's a huge audience out there on the internet.
I'm not familiar with Dan and Scott.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. They're gone.
What about the Love Docs?
The Love Doctors in West Palm Beach. Yeah, absolutely. So
that's kind of how the format of the show came up.
We should let you know that in the radio industry, everybody steals from everybody else. That's the way it works. Whether it be as something as small as the logo that your favorite radio station has, odds are they didn't pay some graphic designer $200 to design themselves a special, unique logo.
Nope.
Odds are they ripped off somebody else's idea.
Huh? They went to Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie or whatever.
Right.
Or some
Sheboygan.
Rock
Sheboygan, yes. Station!
Some similar station, and they borrowed the idea. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing
wrong.
Now,
Free Talk Live's logo is specifically unique and made by our show host, Johnson, right?
Actually,
no.
The logo is made by Johnson, but the screaming guy is clip art.
It's clip art.
But it's a darn good clip art.
And the Free Talk Live letters are a font, right?
I don't know about that. I'm assuming they are.
Yes, they are. Well, if you'll notice the two E's right next to each other,
but those
look exactly right.
But those elements were originally put together by one individual that we asked to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make it clear that radio tends to be they like to borrow. The morning show hosts will steal. That your local rock and roll host will steal ideas from all over the country. Now,
stunts?
Some of them pay for them.
Well, yeah, they do. They pay for money for newsletters to know what stunt to do next.
They're called show prep services.
Wait, should I be giving away free boobs to my female listeners?
Most rock and roll, and having been a rock and roll disc jockey myself, I'm speaking from total experience here, man, which I'm not pulling this out.
I know you are. I used to see you in the studio.
I never used the show prep services, though, I got to say.
Now, you didn't generally voice track your breaks when you were actually in the studio, right? Most of them record their break and then play it because that way they have a chance to, you know, do a second take or third take if they need to. But the real guys do live breaks.
I stopped doing live breaks after a while just because I just didn't care anymore. I hated music radio so much. I just wanted to record my show and then sit there and surf the web. I mean, that's how bad music radio has gotten. But what I was going to say is, your average morning show duo in this country, the Morning Zoo on KQ100, the Morning Zoo shows out there, they are so prep-serviced, you don't even understand, listeners.
Of course they are.
They have 5 different prep services that the radio station subscribes to. In the morning, the disc jockey, your choice, whoever it is, comes in, checks the fax machine, grabs the prep, looks through it, got his highlighter out, highlights the jokes that he thinks are funny, the jokes, you know, the issues that he thinks that he wants to bring up.
I still get inner prep. Maybe we should do Free Talk Live from the top of a flagpole. What do you think?
800-259-9231. Tell us about the worst radio show you've ever heard. We want to hear it. 800-259-9231. Johnny Dare! This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back in a moment.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you'll understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You comment on whatever's on your mind. Political, personal, somewhere in between. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich till 10 o'clock.
We exist on your radio dial or your internet or your satellite C-band. We got people listening so many different ways to this show. Whatever floats your boat, there are certainly plenty of options. And if we're not on your local talk stations, say you're one of our internet listeners or a satellite listener, something like that.
Or you're listening on a radio station and you only get 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah, if we're on your local station, we're incomplete since we're 3 hours a night from 7 to 10 o'clock Monday through Friday. And we have a Saturday show, which is live from 8 to 10 o'clock in the evening. Call your local talk stations, call every single one of them, and let them know, talk to the program director, talk to the general manager, let them know you want to hear some different talk programming. You want to hear something that's not the cookie-cutter conservative crap. You want to hear Free Talk Live all 6 nights a week in its entirety. Because I firmly believe that you don't have to do the same old to get somewhere in this business. I mean, think about it, Manwich. We've gotten this far, haven't we?
We have.
2 years. I mean, I'm 24 years old. You're 34 years old.
I figured I'd have been smoked by a sniper at this point.
What, for your opinions, you
for
mean?
For our opinions.
Yeah. We did a show.
Your opinions I figured I'd get shot for.
We did a show in front of a glass window on Main Street. I figured for sure someone's going to come there with a shotgun one night.
Every once in a while, a homeless guy would scowl at us.
Right.
And we got flashed a few times. That was nice.
We had. Hey, want to read a quick email here that came in from Brandon. He says, "Hey, Ian, I've heard Hannity repeat verbatim something that Rush said on the exact same day. It was something about the liberals not having faith in the American people. I don't know, something like that, but it was 100% the same. Just some food for thought. Keep doing what you're doing. I love the show.
Sean Hannity is a fat blob.
I didn't know that. He's chunking out?
He's got a jowly face.
Got it.
You know, I just can't imagine how we can support two guys saying the same stuff. How is it that you can have Rush Limbaugh say the one thing and then Sean Hannity says exactly the same thing? And both shows are 3 hours. Now, you know, Rush, he's the poster child for responsible drug use. I love Rush Limbaugh. I think he does a great show.
But he won't talk about it.
No, he rarely does. And
he won't advocate legalizing drugs. He won't advocate legalizing prescription drugs. I think we need to take away the whole prescription thing. Let anybody buy whatever they want.
And he advocates the police state that we're in.
Yes, he does. That brought him the drug war.
He loves the idea that we've got soldiers running around snatching up enemy combatants and putting them in jail and not giving them trials. This guy.
He's a hypocrite.
He's very hypocritical. He thinks that, I'm a U.S. citizen. I should be afforded these rights. You know, these rights, quote-unquote, are natural law rights. We're imbued with them from our Creator, according to our founding documents.
Mm-hmm.
The life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is not something you give a United States citizen. It's something that everybody has because they're a human being.
That's exactly right.
Russia's hypocritical for saying anything like that.
They absolutely are, and they all hold up the Constitution like they know it, and they understand it.
And Phil Hendry, your guy? His shtick is so used up and old. I hate Phil Hendry.
Well, obviously, we'd like to replace Phil because we're his competitor, but nonetheless, I think
they should have him on
fun.
Sunday night. One time a week is plenty to hear Phil Hendry.
All right, 800-259-9231. Now go away. I'm turning my turn off. 800-259-9231. Hey, log on at freetalklive.com. It's Vinny in here with you.
And man,
get interactive with us on the bulletin board system and shoot us an email and call us tomorrow night because we're going to be here for the Friday night edition at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. See you then.
If you're